But so when you first started, what was the stuff that was most difficult to you specifically, Tina, as a new nurse, right? And you said this is 4 or 5 years in, right? Yeah, so I feel like you're still in that, you know, you finally getting your groove, and but you've been at this new job much longer because you were only at the first one for 3 months. But what was super difficult for you as a new nurse, or what did you really just dislike as a new nurse?
I can tell you without any hesitation whatsoever, my least favorite thing in the whole world as a brand new nurse was handoff. It was trying to hand off the patient to the next nurse. It made me an absolute wreck and caused so much anxiety. It's terrible. And I've talked about it many times on Good Nurse, Bad Nurse. We've done special episodes on it. I've done a video on it because it's my absolute pet peeve, and I'm going to make it my one of my goals and one of my missions is to change the world of nursing and to try to get people to be more supportive of each other and to everyone, not just new nurses, but new nurses especially, to give people latitude and grace and treat people the way you would want to be treated. So when I say all that, I mean, for those of you who I don't know about you, Q, but I have a lot of nursing students that listen to my podcast, and they message me all the time, and they're so excited. I understand that because I know how exciting it was in nursing school, and you just want to talk about it all the time. So to hear someone talking about nursing, I would have loved to have had something like that when I was in school. Yes. So I get it. Yes. I get the excitement. So if you're listening and you are a nursing student, I don't want this to sound discouraging. I want you to be the change is what I want you to do. Okay. I want you to not be like this. And I also want you to know that not every situation is like this, but one person can cause so much anxiety. It's unbelievable. So don't be that one person. But what I'm talking about is you spend 12 hours at the bedside doing everything you possibly can. You do your assessments at the beginning of your shift, head to toe, chart everything. You keep an eye on your patient. Give all your meds on time, and in a perfect world, and you're watching your patient, you're noticing changes on telemetry, you're noticing changes in breathing and respirations, and you're just flying, like just doing great. And then you try to your best to prepare your patients for the handoff, and I do that by checking my lines, making sure fluid bags are full, making sure new setup for, like, we use the big 60cc cylinder, 60cc syringe with a cylinder, like for PEG tubes, and we get a new one every shift. I go ahead and put that at the bedside, things like that, just to try to prepare for the next person so they can have a little bit better shift. And then you go to give handoff, and that person notices one thing that you forgot and says something about it and makes kind of a big issue. And I'm not talking about a safety issue. Of course, that needs to be pointed out, but even that, there's a professional way that you can do it that's not degrading to someone.
About to say.
So, like, if someone has made some sort of an error, okay, for instance, one time when I was new, someone showed me how to hook up the suction to an NG tube, and the way that they showed me how to hook it up to the wall suction, because I went and asked someone how to do it, and this person showed me how to do it, and it was wrong. I had hooked it in. That person showed me the wrong way, which also taught me a lesson, and that's go look up the procedure on the best thing to do is to go look it up. But then when the next shift came on, that nurse noticed that it was hooked up wrong and was like, kind of made, like, I guess it was sort of like a negative experience. It could have been a teaching moment, like, oh, hey, I know you probably didn't realize this, but this actually goes here, and this is a vent, this is not supposed to be plugged in here, that kind of thing. And it could have just been a, you know, it didn't have to be a negative experience. Instead, I still remember that moment to this day because it was so impactful, because it hurt my feelings the way that person handled it. And I went home feeling like a horrible person and a horrible nurse because I made one mistake, and I did the best I could, but it doesn't matter. I beat myself up for, you know, over that. And so to me, you know, you ask what is the one thing that was the most challenging thing for me as a new grad and a new nurse. and experienced nurses will tell new nurses, well, just don't take that. Just tell, you know, tell that, stand up to that nurse. Don't let it bother you. When you're a new grad, you can't do that. You don't have that skill yet. You haven't developed enough confidence to stand up to someone.
Well said. There is a way to tell someone you did something wrong. There's a way to tell someone, I like to receive my information this way. I don't want too much of the history when you give me a report. I don't want all of the details of every bruise on the patient's body. There's a way to say that in a kind way. There's a way to say that, you don't have to tell me this every time you give me a report. Or you don't have to be mean. You really don't have to be mean. And it's such an anxiety-filled situation all the goddamn time. I don't know if you guys do bedside reporting.
We do. But,
okay, good. So you know, like, on top of all of this anxiety you feel about giving the right information, you're inside the patient's room. The patient's listening to you. The family member's listening to you. Mm-hmm. So if the nurse is going to be, excuse my French, but a dick while you guys are in the room, it's not helping anybody. It really just not isn't. Mm-hmm. It's not helping anybody. It's just not. But I have to follow up on that question, Tina. How have you gotten better at giving report? At making, you know, helping other people when they mess up during report, or having something like an oopsie daisy like you had with the suction? How have you gotten better with that, and what would you like to see moving forward? Because you say you want to make a change. What kind of change would you like seeing moving forward?
Well, what I have tried to do over the past several years, and I'm a team leader now, so I don't actually take my own patients usually. Every now and then I'll take a patient, but I don't get hand off in that way. The team leader hands off to the team leader, so we're kind of handing off report for the whole floor. So it's a little different, but what I've tried to do is during handoff, number one, if I see anything that I feel like needs to be addressed, if it's something that I can do, I'm just going to do it. I don't feel a need to point it out to that person. Unless if it's a safety issue, I'm going to wait until we're not at the bedside and then say something to them in a nice way. And what I usually try to do is sort of sandwich it in with, first of all, if there's any way I can come up with a story of something that I've done personally, I'll go ahead and say, you know, I've done this before, or one time I did this, so they understand that I'm not coming from a place where I'm trying to say I don't make mistakes, but I really want you to know the right way to do this, and I want for the safety of the patient from, you know, going forward, this is the best way to handle this, and I totally get why you did it that way. I, you know, that sort of thing. It's just there's a way to admit your own faults, admit your own weaknesses, and then say, you know, in this case, I've noticed this is something I know that you don't know. We all know something that everybody knows something that somebody else doesn't know that we could share. And if we just look at it that way and don't be offended if someone's trying to correct something, that's not good either. Be teachable. Yes. You don't want to be teachable. But then if you don't do it in a negative way, then it's better for the patient. It's better for the nurses. Handoff, that stress, I feel like that is a huge reason why nurses don't want to work at the bedside. It's there's pay, there's the pay issue, there's the way that they're treated by patients and families, and the ratios obviously are a huge deal. I do believe that interpersonal interaction within handoff and within coworkers is also a big part of it.
Mm.